reach us and join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring Bob into the conversation, our next caller. See how we can help Mr. Bob out. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Rosie. Longtime listener and used a number of your referrals, including Leah's.
Okay, good job.
Got a new problem. We've been in this house for 10 years.
Okay.
And ours a little lower than the house just to the west of ours. And if you, there's a sidewalk coming up to his gate going out to the front, and then it drops off about a foot, and there's about a 3 feet space between our house.
Okay.
And after one of these nice little microbursts a few weeks ago, we came home and had a little water in our kitchen and our garage on that side of the house. Never happened before. And I'm kind of wondering what to look for or who to ask help from.
Bob, could you tell, did the water come through at a door opening, or did it come...
No. It's a solid wall there, and there was water in that area between the two houses that I mentioned.
Okay. And the home is a frame home with foam and stucco?
Yes.
Okay. And if I go to that side of the house and I look at the bottom of the wall, Bob, can I see exposed concrete, and then there's a piece of J metal that's about an inch thick, and then the stucco starts from there up?
It's a little bit lower than that. If I pull the dirt away a little bit, I can't see the concrete, and then the wall of the house comes down to that, but I can't see it. And the wall of the house sticks out a little bit from the base.
Yeah. I'm guessing that with the ponding water, the water actually went in behind that piece of J molding and then snuck into the house at the base plate line. That's going to be hard to completely eliminate. And it's hard to fix. About the only way you're going to be able to do it is take a little mirror and set it down on the ground so that you can look up at the bottom of that J metal, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to inspect the line, the joint, the crack between the backside of that J metal and your concrete stem wall. You can't hardly get a caulk gun under there, so you're going to have to get some caulk on your finger, then you're going to need to cram it up in that hole. You're also going to see holes in that J metal. Don't plug those. Just caulk behind the J metal, between the J metal and your concrete stem wall. Okay?
Okay.
I'm guessing that was probably the dilemma, and you've been in the house a while. It's only happened under this one particular microburst. It was just a gush of water. To solve the problem permanently, we'd have to come out and really assess the grading and the drainage and try and keep the water from ever piling up there. But caulking that back of the line is going to be the number one point of suspicion for moisture entries right there, right now.
All righty, I'll take a look at that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Bob. A lot of people get surprised when they put that mirror down there and they see how many little bugs and spider webs are.
Which somebody that doesn't know any better says, hey, I should clean all those rectangle cuts that are in the J metal. That's to let water wick out. Stucco's not waterproof.
No.
It will shed, and a good coat of paint will help shed it, the water. But ultimately, water penetrates through there. It hits a black paper water barrier.
Yep.
And wicks down. So it's got to be able to drain out the bottom. That's what it's there for.
Yep. Don't plug the holes in the J.
Still blows my mind that you would build a product like that.
Well, a lot of homes
the
built
block,
that. A
masonry,
lot of homes built that way. That's
mix
for sure.
A little mud.
We'll talk about that perfect home next hour. We actually have the homeowner coming in to join us and visit with us about
Excellent. All
the planning he did in getting that house put together.
Very cool.
Romy, you talk a little bit. We've got calls here just completely loaded up we need to get to. But you talk a lot about prepping. And we even put a prepping calendar together for people just to be prepared.
And prepping, I try not to use that word because it becomes so mainstream and trendy, and you hear that, and especially if you've seen the shows, you're like, this is common sense stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about making Molotov cocktails, throwing it at a concrete water barrier with the sheriff. I mean, just the stuff is...
Like Toledo.
It's all for show.
The whole city of Toledo water system got shut down this week.
Yep.
when I was in Portland 2 months ago, the whole city got shut down for water. You couldn't get a cup of coffee. You couldn't get a glass of water. You couldn't get anything.
300,000 people in Charleston, West Virginia have a threat to their drinking water.
And over
a little closer to home.
Over in Havasu, a one storm knocked down power. There's been families over there without power for almost a week.
Yeah.
So and the Unisource, the power company, is actually delivering generators to their homes just to give them some level of electricity. So you got to be prepared for these basic little things. Power interruptions, water interruptions.
We have seven. Or I'm sorry. Today we're covering number seven. We put together 12 different points of preparedness. Food, backup water, water sources, things like that. Today are just basic must-haves when you leave the home. You remember the old American Express saying, never leave home without it?
Right.
This is my never leave home without item list. So that's available at rosieonthehouse.com. Look on the right-hand side. It's just must-have for leaving the home. Basic things, hat, water bottles. I don't buy plastic water bottles anymore.
Good for you.
After, 7 or 8 years ago, on the plastic buildup, when I saw those big islands floating in the ocean, it just grossed me out enough. But there's a couple great options. There's a canteen, clean canteen I've been using, but there's a new one, Hydro Flask. I've picked up one to try. It's actually an insulated stainless steel water bottle. And what I love about it is my old ones where it was just straight stainless steel. In the summer, they sweat so bad when I put ice in there. Yeah. And I put it in my middle console and I get to work and I've got this water puddle at the base of my truck. These insulated ones don't sweat and they stay cold forever. Hydro Flask, handkerchief, wrist watch, or a pocket watch, just something other than your cell phone. Pocket knife, always carry a pocket knife. Emergency call list, we've got so many numbers programmed into our phone. If you were struck without a phone and you need to call someone for help, how many numbers do you know off the top of your head? You probably know more.
Not like I used to.
But not like you used to.
Got speed dial everything anymore.
Yeah. Keeping separate from inside your wallet, keeping cash on you. For the same reason as the phones, if you're stuck without being able to phone, what if a perfect example, last week we were at the Crawfish Festival, credit card was hacked, so that account was shut down. If we hadn't had cash, we would have been stuck sitting there trying to get supplies for the Crawfish Festival. There was a red flag, and so until the credit card company heard from us, they put a lock on it. Well, we're in the mountains with no cell service, didn't know this was going on. So make sure you've got a little bit of carrying cash, and there's some additional items on there if you can manage it with. And this is all without having a purse or a pouch or something. But sunglasses, another form of ID, CarMax, a belt, a good sturdy belt. So that is just your basic must-haves leaving the home.
Now, are you putting this resource guide together for everyone to pull down and view it?
Oh yeah, of course.
And where is it?
RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Okay.
Emergency preparedness is the main title of the category, and all 12 are broken down individually. And each month when we put another one together, we detail it out with links and resources on how to identify or how to find specifically what we're talking about or some of our favorite products. Not every single one that we have on there is made in America just because we can't find it. Alternative for something made in America, but every knife link we have on there is made in America.
Very good.
We always try and direct you to
trying to protect you and make sure and encourage you to be prepared so that should you be in a situation where the water supply or the power supply is cut to your neighborhood, you'd have the opportunity to at least provide a source of comfort and power and water for your family and those closest to you.
We've covered water. We've covered food. Next month, it's just basic entertainment for these people in Havasu that are stuck there for a week without power, and especially those that have kids, making sure you have board games, books, musical instruments.
Okay, very good. Now, if you are totally prepared and you're taking care of your house on the schedule that we encourage you to, it's a great opportunity to get to our website, Rosie on the House, and register for the Travel Arizona Sanderson Ford Staycation. We had a winner just last week, Laura, that actually went up to the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel. And you can win this as well. Steam is back at the Grand Canyon Railway. The engines up there are fueled by by waste vegetable oil, driven by an iron will and powered by ingenuity. Look, the Grand Canyon Railway has two operable steam locomotives. It is a great Arizona staycation. And the Laura that went up there just had an absolute blast. On the staycation, you can pick where you want to go. We have many partners that partner with us throughout the state. The train at the Grand Canyon is one of them. You can sign up for rides at train.com. If you're not aware of it, they have a Polar Express special that goes through the holiday season that fills up very, very early. If you want to take your kids on that, you better get to train.com and book that right away. Rides run the first Saturday of every month. So if you want a great Arizona staycation, go register to win it. We give one away every single month at rosieonthehouse.com, the Sanderson Ford Travel Arizona Staycation. And you, too, could get an opportunity to go to the train.
I have a fun way to get there.
Or anywhere you want to go.
I have a fun way to get there.
What's that?
Well, I got...
You have to drive.
Right. My expedition's in the shop, so
can't
I got...
Fly.
Escape, the Ford Escape from Sanderson. I drove that thing home and I jumped out, looked up on the computer because I thought it must have a big engine in it. That little thing has so much pickup and you just, I won't tell you, but it was really fun. But it's it's turbocharged, so it feels like a big engine and it's smaller.
And
it's great gas mileage, four-wheel drive option. So anyway, just great for a small family. I love driving it.
Yeah, if you'll remember, I actually brought one of those home for you to test drive, and you really liked it before, too.
But I had so many grandchildren in town. Now they're all leaving me.
Yeah, this may be a new consideration.
Space.
That
yeah.
Expedition, we call it the granny wagon. I think it seats like about 11.
Well, I will keep it because it hauls my horses.
In car seats.
Oh. I was going to say, if you want to buy that Escape, we'll buy the Expedition
for you.
There you go. You need it more than I do at this point.
All right. We have Jeff, who wants to talk about supercooling as it relates to a work location. We've got Mark that wants to talk about supercooling for a manufactured home. I actually have another entire stack of emails as it relates to supercooling, so I don't know if we have a supercooling segment next, or we have every other line full. Take those and do a supercooling show in maybe 2 or 3 weeks. We'll figure all that out. It's Rosie on the House.